For St. Paul's young people, walking from a home on the West Side Flats over to Harriet Island and dipping a toe in the Mississippi River is a new idea, maybe even a radical concept. They know the Flats as an industrial park and Harriet Island as a place you drive to where fences and concrete riprap separate you from the river. But that's changing as a new West Side emerges, one that will bear some resemblance to an old, vanished West Side.
The heart of the neighborhood was probably in there by that brown building. That's kind of the center of the area.
Today, Len Levine can stand in a parking lot on the Flats near the river, point at various industrial buildings, and describe the neighborhood that existed here through the 1950s. Levine, who went on to become a city council member and the state transportation commissioner, remembers a community that was close because of its compact size and because of the emotional ties among the immigrant families who lived there.
I live two doors down from the original Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church, and next to the Agudas Achim Synagogue. The neighborhood house was around the corner, and in between there were homes and markets and general store and bakery and schools. It was a self-contained community.
Overlapping waves of Irish, Jewish, Arab, Latino, and Southeast Asian immigrants have looked to Neighborhood House as their West Side community center to learn English, play football, get vaccinated, or attend a dance. It was one of the last buildings demolished when the city leveled the Flats in the early 1960s under the banner of urban renewal. The Flats became an industrial park and its former residents scattered. Bitterness over being uprooted from the Flats has lingered for many West Siders, particularly those who feel they were not duly compensated for their homes and businesses. But on the bluffs above the river, the Upper West Side as it's sometimes known, the neighborhood's affordable housing and acceptance of diversity continue to make it a magnet for immigrants. Fred Perez, who came to the West Side 20 years ago, calls the area Minnesota's Statue of Liberty, but he says newcomers soon learn the legacy of how the Flats were cleared and sense the bitterness of their elders.
It didn't affect me one-on-one because I wasn't here during that period, but I hear it constantly from the family members that were there. So it's good to know that the land comes back to people.
Harriet Island, one of the most beloved parts of the West Side, will be given over to the people tomorrow at a grand opening celebration that follows a year-long renovation. This week, landscaping crews were still laying sod while tents were going up in preparation for an all-day party that will include an orchestra concert and fireworks. For much of the 20th century, the park served as a gathering place and recreational spot for West Siders. The refurbishing was funded partly through a buy-a-brick program and includes a grand staircase to the water's edge and a pedestrian gateway through the flood levee connecting the park to the West Side's residential area. City Councilmember Chris Coleman, who represents the West Side, says the park is a spiritual place for the neighborhood.
When you go down and you see these 1,500 different markers that are in the sidewalk, and some of them are as simple as just an address, the street address where someone grew up on the Flats, You feel the history, you feel the spirit of the people that have gone here before us.
This summer, city officials forged deals with a private developer and with U.S. Bank calling for construction of new housing and office space on vacated industrial land on the Flats. The protection of a flood wall and the proximity to a resurgent downtown help make the location valuable, and the riverfront housing is expected to be pricey. Some West Siders welcome a chance to bring economic as well as ethnic diversity to their neighborhood. Others fear that tax increases, the byproduct of surging property values, could lead to the oldest residents being again pushed out of the community. I'm William Wilcoxon, Minnesota Public Radio.